From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Muammar Gaddafi struck back today. Forces loyal to the Libyan leader launched ground and air attacks on a town held by rebels. It's called Brega, an oil export terminal on the Mediterranean coast, not far from the rebel stronghold of Benghazi. The battle for Brega lasted much of the day. That's the sound of rebels fighting back with anti-aircraft fire amid calls of "God is great." And NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro was there in Brega. She's now in the nearby town of Ajdabiya, and she joins us by satellite phone. And Lourdes, tell us how this battle unfolded in Brega today.
It started early this morning. A heavily armed contingent of Gaddafi troops went into Brega and basically took it over. There was army that had defected to the rebels there, but they just disappeared as soon as the Gaddafi forces showed up. But as soon as the word got out that Brega had fallen back into the regime's hands, we saw thousands, literally thousands of young men riding in pickup trucks, streaming towards the town from all over eastern Libya. They had anti-aircraft guns. They had Kalashnikov rifles. They came to help in the fight. The battle centered around the airport in Brega and the university for much of the day. Gaddafi's forces were mortaring the town, really heavy fire. Initially, the rebels were quite simply overwhelmed in every sense. Even though they have a large arsenal, many of the rebels don't have the skills to use the weapons. One eyewitness told me that one of the rebels brought in surface-to-air missiles but couldn't get them to work. Eventually, through sheer force of numbers, Gaddafi's men were forced to retreat and the rebels had control of the streets. But it was a bloody battle, at least 4 dead and many more injured.
And what about the airstrikes launched by the Libyan regime?
I can confirm at least one aerial bombing in Brega that I saw. It sent up a huge plume of smoke. The fighter jets screamed several times overhead in a move that was clearly meant to intimidate the rebel forces. On the ground, the rebel troops were firing with anti-aircraft guns, but many of the men manning them seemed to be firing sort of randomly.
And we heard some of that anti-aircraft fire from the rebel side in the introduction there. How would you describe, Lulu, the significance, the strategic importance of this town of Brega?
Well, there's a few things. First of all, it's a port city, and it has one of the largest refineries in Africa. There are also several other sort of installations, including an ammonia factory and other things. So it does have strategic importance in that sense. But also, what we've seen is that Gaddafi's forces seem to want to push farther into the east and gain ground there.
Now, also today, Lulu, there was a fiery speech, 3 hours long, from Muammar Gaddafi, pledging that if the United States or NATO enters Libya, it will become another Vietnam. He said, "We will enter a bloody war and thousands of Libyans will die." What was the reaction from the rebels you spoke with today?
Well, I mean, fury, frankly. If the intention was to intimidate the people of eastern Libya, it had exactly the opposite effect. I mean, basically, people told me today that they felt that Gaddafi had blood on his hands, that he was a tyrant, and they would never allow him to rule over them again. And one man I was speaking to specifically said he was giving this speech just as the bombs were falling on Brega, and that will never be forgiven or forgotten.
We have the faith. We believe that we must be free in our country. Of course, there was no chains around our feet or our hands, but we were not free. This man is taking all the money is given to Africa. He said clearly to us, there is no future for Libya. You must go.
Lulu, the way you've been describing these rebel forces, having surface-to-air missiles but not knowing how to use them, it sounds like a pretty ragtag collection of people, many of them and heavily armed. But do they have unit cohesion? Would they be able to launch any sort of coordinated assault on the Libyan regime?
Well, do they need to? I mean, one of the big questions here has been, are they an effective fighting force? And we saw that answered at least partially today. I mean, clearly they have no cohesion. Clearly they're a force that's comprised of disparate groups that basically don't even know each other half the time and have very little training. But what they do have, they say, is the will to fight and the willingness to die. And so they launched this counter-offensive against what was a very well-equipped and well-organized group of Gaddafi soldiers, and they managed to repel them. Certainly, they have the will and they have the numbers. They might not have exactly the capabilities.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro talking about the fighting today in the eastern Libyan town of Brega. Lulu, thanks very much.
You're welcome.